Welcome to Newt Education with Isha and Danny. Kylie, welcome to the Newt Ed podcast. How are you going today?
I'm very, frog in my throat.
We've been talking too much already. Sorry, everybody.
I was good this morning until I spoke too much too soon. Very well, thank you for asking.
That's great. Now, very excited to have you on. There's so much we can talk about, you know, with what you do in the mental health space, in the wellness space, health and wellness. But we're going to focus a bit more. It's Mental Health Week this week, if people don't know. And you got this wonderful business called Adding Goodness. And you guys are doing a bit of a series to help people along the way. So we're going to dive into a bit of that. But just to start, maybe can you talk about what the Add Goodness app is, the business itself, and how it helps people?
Absolutely. So the app is intended to be like an in your back pocket, easy to access, like little tidbits of goodness to kind of complement the things that we do on our retreats and in studio in the Zen Den. And really it's just like a collaboration of all the tools that I've learned over the course of my life, more specifically the last like 10, 15 years that I've really just put together, figured out what works for me, and just made a really generalized assumption that if it helps me, it's probably going to help other people as well. And so that's what the app really, really is. It's just these collections with different people that I've found really inspiring and helpful, as well as like in studio, on the go, kind of like everyday things from our four pillars. So do, be, move and breathe, which I probably should explain.
Yeah, so tell me a bit more, because obviously within all of this in there, I guess the practical things that people are learning are breath work, meditation, yoga.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the importance of these kind of.
Exactly. Like, yeah, for sure. So breathe is quite clearly our breath work practice. And our breath work that we teach is more along the lines of like a therapeutic, holistic type of meditation. So rather than, I think a lot what's become popular in the last few years is that really like big sensory, I don't want to use the word, but there's like lots of there's lots of like plays towards like trauma stuff. But what you kind of see being marketed to you is people having a traumatic response or a traumatic release in quite a like public place, which for me doesn't really sit very well. Like nothing against it. It's absolutely helpful. But in my experience and in what I've learned through all the different modalities I've studied in, they're only really healing and helpful if you then have that deep and intimate like debriefing afterwards. So it's all well and good to like activate something which has been really deep-seated in your body, but then if you don't actually process it, you're just replaying it, and replaying a trauma is going to like embed it deeper into you. So rather than going more into like that kind of style, we still have lots of release work that we do in the breathwork sessions, but they would be more so in our like private intimate space. But the breathwork that you'd find on the app, it's more about like maybe an energizing breath if you're like,
Nervous, a bit stressed during the day.
Yeah, if you need something to ground you, there's like, ones that will just sort of bring you down and calm you. A lot more towards like daily practices that are really safe and helpful to do like on the fly. And then move is everything from roll and release, sort of like, fascial work to yin yoga, and then more of like a hatha yoga or mat Pilates, all those kind of things for different seasons. So sometimes you might feel sluggish, you need like a get up and go, like core Pilates exercise, we've got that. It might be like late at night and you need something really grounding, so some yin, something relaxing, there's that. And then do, our do practices are journaling or things that you really like, shaking exercises, which sounds weird, but just things that you can physically do.
Well, everyone needs different ways of release, right?
Exactly. So just other ways that you can kind of find sort of, I guess, like some solace in the crazy thoughts, or maybe you just need to like, yeah, like mentally unwind. And so it's just different things that you can then do. And then B is literally just a space, so being held in a yoga nidra or sound healing and things like that. Yeah.
Now, we hear a lot about how, the breath work and meditation, all that different things, is really great for your mental health. Obviously, you've started a whole business based around this. Personally, how has it helped you? And if someone out there who's never tried it before, and like you said, there's a lot of very traumatic ones that they think, okay, that could be too much for me, why should they maybe consider it? Like, breath work to help
specifically?
Them?
Yeah, for sure. So our body has, our nervous system has an active and a more relaxed state of being, a sympathetic and parasympathetic state. And in order for us to feel like safe enough to digest food, but also digest our environment and our surroundings or our thoughts, we have to be in a calmer state of mind. And so things like down-regulating breathwork practices are really helpful in that way. So maybe it's just like you're in traffic. Like I was driving here and there was a big pile up on the southbound freeway and I was like, oh my, like instantly those thoughts start coming through your brain. And it's like we're designed as humans to predict the worst to stay safe. Mm-hmm. And that's how we're designed. And that's a great thing. But when we're flooded all the time with so much sensory information, it's really hard to come back to self and feel that safe within your body. And now over the last few years, I'm going to sidetrack, I like to tell stories like this.
We love this, we're very chatty here.
So over the last few years, there's been quite a lot of personal things happening in my life, from health and relationships and family, as well as running five businesses and being a very active person that always has 10 million things
that
on the go.
That stresses me out just hearing.
Hey, you can't talk.
Yeah.
He's a gal.
Yes. Okay. But so you
yes,
turned to...
So breath work has been the thing that's really helped me. So with so much going on, and by all means, I don't claim to be sane. Yes. I am definitely one with many thoughts.
No one's perfect.
No, we wouldn't want to be. That'd be boring.
True.
But with so much going on and trying to juggle like the work and the self and the family and the health and all of the things, I know it's true and true to me that I would not have been able to get through it if I didn't have these tools, particularly breath work. So like driving here, saw the accident, all the thoughts come rushing to me and I'm like, I could either start like worrying about like what happened, is everyone okay, am I, like, you know, all the things that go through your brain, but I just took a couple of deep breaths, felt my hips get heavy, sat up a little bit taller, just did some nasal breathing, slowly in for four, slowly out for four, and I was like, oh, I'm safe, I'm actually fine, I'm not on southbound, I'm going northbound. And so I just called my mum and told her I loved her. But I could have gone elsewhere. My brain could have run elsewhere.
Spiraled almost.
It could have totally spiraled. And as an anxious girly that has a million things going on, that used to happen all the time. It still happens, but to a lesser extent. And there's a lot more that has to happen for me to really go over there. Yeah.
Now, I mean, even then you mentioned, you know, you called your mom or you've had all, you know, your friends and that around you when in times that you might have been stressed or needing a bit someone to lean on. How does community really help people with mental health? How important is it and that connection? Mm. And why then have you wanted to create a community that focuses on that and build, you know, builds common people together?
Mm. Well, that's one of the biggest thing in research over the last few decades is community. Like as a species, we have evolved thanks to our ability to be in community, and we really, really need it. Not just for like support getting things done, but just that's who we are. Like genetically we are people, like seeing ourselves in others and feeling safe with others, and having shared experiences is just what makes us human. And so I think with a lot of, you know, mental health that used to be taboo, a beautiful thing about social media is these days people are openly talking about it. And to bring that then into a face-to-face setting, like community can be digital and online, and the number of, you know, Instagram besties I've got around the world is fantastic. But to be able to see someone and I love using this term, hold space, to really be in the presence of someone and feel like seen and understood and safe in their energy, there's nothing quite like it. And I think when you're traversing mental health issues, to not feel alone and to not feel burdened by yourself, and not to burden other people by being yourself is really, really critical to healing. So to feel like you're surrounded by people that may not be like you but have similar experiences to you is one of the most healing things that the community really offers.
And you said, yeah, and you've mentioned like before all the different, I guess, pillars that you have, but you also do, you have retreats is another pillar. So that's if people don't want that, I guess, weekly kind of time to go in and they just want to use the app, you do retreats where people can meet others who are basically interested in the same thing.
Yes.
And what's your favourite thing about those retreats? What have you noticed?
I love all of it, but I love offering what I know, but I also love seeing how people will come in as strangers and then by like the end of the first day, they're just like, besties.
They've done an ice bath together and they're connected or something.
They've laid there and just listened to like Ali's beautiful sound bowls and they're like, oh, we get each other now.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it's the sharing. So we do like, we do the practices, we do breath work and yin yoga, roll and release, we do some mat Pilates, we always go on some nature walks, just sharing meals together, but offering space for people just to, you know, share why, like why are they here, why did they need to make time for themselves to prioritise their well-being. And I think the whys are usually very universal. We all have similar experiences. They may look different, but deep down they're the same, they're the same things. And so then having everyone kind of be this little family at the end of a few days is just so beautiful. And I think the retreats and then the weekly sort of in-person sessions and the apps, they're intended to kind of all tie into each other. And depending on like who you are and what you need at the moment, sometimes the idea of going on a retreat and like removing yourself from your environment can be exactly what you need, or it could be far, far, far too much, which is then why having these like, you know, shorter at home, like sometimes you feel safer at home. Like I'm just in my bedroom and then I've, you know, put on a 5 minute breath work or a 5 minute meditation or a 20 minute, you know, yin yoga. And there's no scary part about that because you're in your safe place. But then for others, they need that touch, that like physical presence of someone else being there, which is then why the in-studio stuff is available on a weekly basis. So it all kind of ties into each other.
Yeah.
And it all kind of, yeah, it's all there to support.
It's almost something for everybody.
That's the intention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we mentioned at the beginning that it is Mental Health Week.
Mm-hmm.
And in collaboration with the Happiness Co, you have launched a series. Could you tell me a bit about this series?
Mm.
And it's obviously not too late for people to maybe become a member and join.
Correct.
And experience this series. So, yeah, tell me what's happening this week.
That was a very exciting one. I was, yeah, overjoyed when Carla and Julian and Amy and I kind of like put all the pieces together. A long time coming. I think the two like brands have been well aligned in that sense of community, mental health, education. That's kind of like the backbone of both. Obviously, Happiness Co. has been around for a lot longer and deals in a very different environment. But the work that Julian and Robbie have done is just phenomenal. And I think the pillar of kind of educating people about their self and their own psychology, and then, I mean, Happiness Co. do amazing work and they teach hundreds of workshops a year. Julian speaks to thousands of people at a time in some settings, and it really is just giving people tools and understanding how they can kind of understand where they're at, and different ways to kind of reframe situations, which I think is just fabulous. So Add Goodness, in a very similar sense, we want to educate people how to use these tools to kind of self-soothe or navigate the mental space, as opposed to, I think Happiness Co. do really, really good work with like the reframing side of things. So the psychology and mental health first aid side of things, as opposed to Add Goodness being like the practical tools and like the activities that we can do to kind of support that. So hand in hand, it's like the education and the practices. It just made a perfect fit. And so essentially it's a 7-day mental health challenge, and Julie and I sit down and speak to the 7 pillars of Happiness Co. and what they teach in their courses. And to each topic that we speak to, there is a matching 1 or 2 practices from the Add Goodness kind of library. And that's it. We just, yeah, had a conversation, pillar, practice, put them together. They're all, I think, like 10 to 15 minutes. There might be some where we both got chatty because he likes to chat just as much as I do.
But like these are, when you say the, you know, the pillars, these are things that everyday people struggle with, aren't they?
Of course.
So people are going to gain something from it.
Absolutely, yeah. So the pillars from Happiness Co. are the things that they, like, you know, each of the pillars they could spend an entire day talking to. And Julian's kind of just like compressed that into a couple of key points.
So what would one example be if someone out there is like wondering?
Oh, we spoke a lot about glimmers in one of the episodes. So
right.
glimmers as opposed to triggers. So rather than just always looking, which is really easy to do when you're in a compromised state of mind,
yeah,
you just start seeing everything that's going wrong and how everything's affecting everything.
So how to almost reframe, understanding why that happens to you and then what you can do exactly to help you get through that moment.
Yes, and looking for glimmers instead. So like if you're seeing the worst in everything, you just have to go, okay, I'm catching myself doing that, and then make an effortful point to find like good things. Like I love my dog, as you'll know if you're on my socials, she is the best. And so anything Dora related just brings me joy and like instantly lifts my mood. Unless she's talking to me, she's a little chatterbox too.
Well, I think this is, that's something that everyone struggles with. So I think there's a lot of benefits for people out there. And like you said, 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It doesn't take long of your day. And if it's really going to help you, you know, just reframe your brain and get through, I think people should maybe jump on the app and have a look at this series.
I think so too.
We'll put it in the show notes. But thank you so much for joining me today, Kylie. We'll have to get you back in because I feel like there's a lot of different areas we could talk about.
I think we could talk
in the health
and
wellness space. Yes, definitely. But thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.